Go.
And it is in red, meaning it's on, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
So, first thing first, how long have you had SodaPop?
I adopted her last September, and I've been training her for my service animal.
Fantastic. Okay, so when you think about the process of voting in the United States, you can see we have a scale here between trust and distrust. Where would you put yourself on that scale?
I would say about a 3. I distrust the system because I don't think politicians are very honest.
For sure. Can you share sort of the story of a little bit more about sort of why you picked that spot and what you mean by, you know, not necessarily on?
Okay. Well, I'm a recovering addict of 16 years, and I first became a felon at the age of 18, so I've never been able to vote. And then last year or the year before, they passed a law saying that I can vote as long as my fines are paid. But I still owe about $11,000. So I'm paying on it. But, you know, I think that it's a dishonest system because our former President Trump is now able to run for presidency. And he has more felonies than I do. And I know he hasn't paid his fines, because he keeps trying to get out of paying them. You know, he's not even interested in doing community service. And he's definitely not doing a service to our community. So this is, you know, every politician, they make promises. They don't keep them. And I realize that, you know, a promise is made, but then they have to answer to the Senate and Congress. So a lot of it has to do with that, and I realize that. But don't make a promise if you can't keep it.
Absolutely. So what would it take? Well, first, actually, where would you like, ideally, where would you like to be on that scale in relation to voting?
I think a 7 or an 8 would be reasonable because, you know, nobody trusts everybody 100%. Even people have a falling in their faith of their higher power, you know, at times. So I think a 7 or 8 is very realistic.
Great. And what would it take to, do you think, for you to get there?
I think for the politicians and the people that are running to actually stop fighting with each other and stick up for all of the United States, all of the taxpayers, all of the people trying to come to this country and have a good life. That's the melting pot of America. And for them to keep trying to stop people from coming over or saying you can only come here if you're good enough and have a high enough education, I mean, maybe they're trying to get that. Maybe they're trying to make a better life. I know my parents were Irish immigrants, and they were indentured servants and worked their way through. So my husband was deported after 36 years here. He's in Panama now, and I haven't seen him in 2 years. So he was deported because he got 3 DUIs over a course of 30-some years. So, Trump wanted to put those notches on his belt, so God bless him.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, so that's part one. And then part two of this interview is we do something called like sort of a teach a kid to vote challenge. So if imagine if there was sort of a child here, how would you explain voting to them?
Voting is like choosing your favorite person that tells you the most of what you want to hear. The most of what you feel should be happening and the best of it, the honesty of it. So say you're voting between two teachers. One is saying you have to take a nap for an hour. The other one saying instead of a nap, you can go out to recess. Which one sounds better? You know, what would you vote for?
Fantastic. All right. That's all we got. Thank you so much. I really appreciate taking the time to talk to us today.